everything we do is in flow. And that's what we teach. We teach our clients the energetics of business and how they need to find their alignment with what they're doing, because we teach organic lead generation strategy that works. But if it's not aligned to you, then it isn't actually going to work. So you've actually got to find the alignment within yourself and what it is that you're doing. And that's when it actually, when, you know, everything clicks in and then it works.
This is The Universe Is Your Sugar Daddy. If you have been reading all the books and listening to all of the things on how to manifest, but still haven't been able to crack all the codes to your abundance, this is the show for you. Hi, I'm Alexis Jane, coach to entrepreneurs ready for massive growth. This show is to help you unlock your unique abundance codes, learn to trust the universe and have fun in the process. Hit subscribe to join me and begin to manifest your dream life and have fun by taking loads of action.
Welcome back to The Universe Is Your Sugar Daddy. Today, I have the gorgeous Jess. She's beyond phenomenal and I love her story. And Jess empowers coaches, leaders, and the 1%ers to make bigger impact and make bank through connecting to their magic. So welcome to the show today.
Hello, gorgeous. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super, super excited to be here. And I absolutely love, jumping on podcasts and just, you know, vibing, just, you know, having these deep, meaningful conversations that are really going to impact other people. So I'm super excited to be here.
Yay. I love it. And as I usually do, I have a big chat and a riff before we jump on and there's lots of golden nuggets in there. So when did you hear about, or how did you hear about manifestation, and what was your journey to creating the life that you're living now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, when we first jumped on before we hit the record button, we had a little mini conversation about that. And I remember thinking, well, I don't actually really know the answer to that. Like, you know, I think manifestation for me was something that I already felt inside of me. It was something that I think I discovered in a very early age as a child. But, you know, I obviously didn't understand what it was. So as I journeyed along and I started to read the books from the greats and did some personal development programs, I started to then get a conscious awareness about what this actual manifesting actually means and what it actually is, and really starting to experiment with it, starting to tap into it and starting to use it. But I think as a child, I already innately knew, and I knew it was a part of me and already used it without really realizing, you know, consciously what it actually was.
I love that so much. And when did you actually start becoming conscious that you were doing it? Because I know for myself, it wasn't till there was a point where I started my business and like my business was just going great guns. And then I was like, well, how am I doing it? And I was like, oh, well, when I want something, I get it. It just shows up in my experience. And I was saying this on another podcast that then I started to get into, like, then I started to interfere with it.
Yeah. You messed it up then.
I messed it up. It's like, this is too easy. It shouldn't be this easy. I've been told my whole life that business is hard and life is hard and things are hard. And so then I just made it harder for myself and self-sabotaged and did all the things. And then as soon as I decided again that I wanted it to be easy, it all was easy again.
Amazing. I love that. I love that. I think really for me, what's coming through is, you know, the first time that I watched The Secret, the DVD, The Secret. Now, years prior to that, I did a personal development course when I was 21. It was called the Landmark Forum. I wanted to do that course when I was 14 years old. I yearned for it. Literally, my soul longed for me to be able to be a part of that program. And I literally witnessed a whole family that went off and did that entire course, to parents and their children. I think they had four children. And I was connected to that family through another family. And I literally saw something really, really foundational, transformation, like something was changed within this family. Something was changed within these individuals. And, you know, I didn't know what it was, but it was a feeling, it was a frequency. And I was intrigued. I was so curious. But not only that, I was like, I want what they've got. You know, I want to go and do that program and I want what they've got out of it. But at the time when I was 14, I didn't have the finances to invest in that program. But when I turned 21, I was given a couple of $1,000 by each set of my grandparents. And I didn't even have to think about where I'd be putting that money. It was on that program, like the Landmark Forum. And so, you know, I went off and did that course, and it was absolutely life-changing and it was game-changing. And it helped me shift from working in a clothes shop to signing up for nursing school and having the courage that I could actually do that. But I don't think I became consciously aware of manifestation. And that wasn't a personal development program that used that language. So I don't even think manifestation would have been the language that they used in that personal development program. But I guess that probably was sort of the foundation work that then would have set me up to actually receive the next lot of information that was coming as I journeyed along. So, you know, the personal development work that we do, the healing work, the ascension work, whatever it is that people resonate with calling it, each step is like a profound part of our journey because it literally opens us up for the next leg of the journey. So I think that, you know, that program then opened me up to being able to receive the next lot of information. Like, for example, I was thrust into my hands were the books and the teachings of Abraham, Esther and Jerry Hicks and the teachings of Abraham. And I was given some of those books and I wanted to be able to read them because the person that, you know, was giving me these books was like, oh my God, like life-changing, game-changing, Jess, you've got to read these books. And I remember sitting there and reading the pages and I was like, what the heck is this? Like, I don't get it. This makes no sense. And I'm literally, you know, have you ever read a book before where you're reading the pages and then you're like thinking about something else though, and you're reading the pages and then you're like, oh my God, I got to concentrate on this. Like, I'm not absorbing it. And it was like that with those books. And I was like, oh, I don't know what it is. And I can't even absorb it. Like, I just can't actually, you know, understand what it's actually, what it's saying. Just a few years later, I picked up those books again and I started reading them and was like, whoop. I was like, oh my God. Like, how did I not understand this just a few years ago? And it was, they were life. Those books were life for me. I carried them around with me. They were like my Bibles, and the book on emotions in particular helped me heal my autoimmune disease. I followed that book like step by step, and it was really the foundation of the teachings that really helped lead to the healing of an autoimmune disease. So yeah, so I guess it was like, it was a gradual journey, but the secret, and that's such a beautiful way, the DVD. And I think that's when it all really became clear, because it's put in a way that's really clear. It's easy to understand, the DVD, the secret. And so I think that's when everything really made sense. It was like, I really grasp this now. Like, I really, really understand it. But still, things didn't fall into place for me. And then I got really cross because I was like, well, it actually doesn't work because, you know, I know now and I'm doing it, but like, where's my shit? Like, where's my stuff?
I was like,
F you, you don't work. So go to hell, basically. Yeah. So then I went into a few years of that, like, yeah, where I turned my back on all of that because I was like, well, it doesn't work. So, you know, threw all the books out and sort of rage against the machine, went into like a real journey for a couple of years after all of that.
Yeah. And that's so powerful, right? But it's so powerful what you said in regards to you picked the book up and you couldn't digest it. There's a book by Brendan Burchard. It's called Motivation Something for the Life. I can see the book. It's black with gold writing, I'm pretty sure, on it. It's got motivation in it. I don't know. It's something. Anyway, it's Brendan Burchard and it's starts with manifestation or motivation or something. I can't remember. Anyway, I picked that book up for years, at least once a year, going, fucking don't get it. Can't digest the words. The words aren't even like, the words look like they're going into a hole into the book. I'm like, the fuck is actually happening right now? And, you know, it's taken me years to really, I haven't fully finished the book because it's one, it's just something that I've got to be in that right headspace to read it. And I think that that's something that is such a big thing, because we had a conversation before we jumped on, which I'd love to touch on as well in regards to belief systems and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay if you don't get it straight away. And it's okay to put it down and go, you know what? I'm not ready yet for you.
Yep.
I still have lessons in front of me before I can digest whatever this is.
Yes.
And if you're meant to reread it and you're meant to go back to it, you will be called to go back to it.
Yeah. I have one book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I've been years reading the first quarter of it. And I've just started the first quarter again. And I spent 3 hours on my flight home from the retreat, 3 hours reading three pages. Because there was so much in every sentence. Like there was just so much, you know? And so, yeah. And this comes everywhere with me. And I actually used the six-step strategy in the first quarter of this book and followed it diligently step by step and made $100,000 in less than 3 months by following the six-step formula in the start of this book.
I absolutely love that you have said that, because what happened, I did that. Can't remember. I think I did $75,000 in 35 days.
Woo!
And then I decided that, you know, it wasn't the book. And I'm like, no, you have to go back and go back and do it. But it's all about the belief and what you believe is going to work for you. Because each and every one of us have different processes and different ways of manifesting and different ways of bringing things in. But there is structures and processes and systems that people have.
Yes.
There's the think and grow rich. And then you've got people that do tapping. And then you've got people that do the deep energetic work that we remove the energy. And then, but it's all about, at the end of the day, it comes down to your belief and making that decision and having that bigger goal and that bigger vision of what you're actually moving towards. If you don't have an inspiring future to move towards, where the fuck are you going? And what's the purpose behind you wanting that?
Yep. We have lots of conversations about this in my business mastermind. This is the foundation of everything. This is like, that's what you just said is the golden nugget.
Yep. And it's so beyond powerful. And I have witnessed watching you growing in your life and in your business. And you and I have had a few conversations. And again, we've only just met, but it was a decision. And if you listen to the last podcast that was recorded last week or dropped last week, we mentioned that it's making that decision that you're not settling for anything less than what it is that you truly deeply want, and having those badass women in your world, having those big, bold, courageous, confident people that no matter what, even if you don't have the confidence, no matter what, you know that you're moving forward, you know that you're here to serve people, and creating that belief. And, you know, like I said in the last podcast, is that, you know, money doesn't actually really drive me. I love it and I get excited about it. But what excites me more is when someone says yes to their transformation, when they say yes to themselves and say, yes, I am ready to change my world.
Yep.
And then obviously there's a money exchange that happens in between that, but it's the money is a byproduct of being in that transformational energetics of deliciousness.
Absolutely. I love that, you know, and that's totally me as well. And I love the money stuff as well. And a big part of the work that I do with women is the money stuff. And every single month I run a free workshop that's called Your Money Blueprint. And I love talking about money and I love making money and I love sharing about the money that I make. And I love helping women make money because, you know, this is what we're here on earth to do right now. Like money has been taboo. It's like, don't talk about it. There's shame attached to it. You know, if you're going to be making money, you're going to be taking it away. You're going to be, you know, rich and selfish and self-centered and fraudulent and all of this stuff. And it's like, no, like, let's start making the change around that. Let's start talking about it. You know, it's our moral obligation to be wholly rich so that we actually give others the permission to be wholly rich as well.
Oh my God, I love that. I read something somewhere, can't remember where it was, but it stuck in my mind. The biggest, I'm probably going to say this completely wrong, the biggest form of child neglect is you not following your dreams.
Mm. Yep.
I was like, that was a slap in the face. I was like, wow. And I was just like, well, that's interesting because, you know, when we talk about having kids and it's like, are you not following your dreams and goals and desires because you think that you need to be putting your attention over here when in actual fact you can be putting your attention in both places. But you're also teaching your kids different things. Like in COVID, Zoe was like, Mum, okay, we're watching this. She's like, I'm creating a YouTube channel. And so, like, we did all of this deep, deep research into how to create, not podcasts, how to create a YouTube channel and how to do all of this stuff. She's like, Mum, I just want to be like you. I've got a new business partner. So, Mum, when are you two going to be doing events so I can come to the event? How do I help you in your podcast? How do I help you in your business? Because she's seeing what I'm doing. She's been watching it ever since she's been little. And she's like, I want to create that. She also wants to be school teacher, but she also wants to do something on the side. And I'm like, you can do all the things.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, we're teaching our children business. Noah, our 10-year-old, is creating a little business. My husband's leading him through that journey, and it's called Noah's Earthly Creations. And yeah, he's making crystal bracelets and crystal little trees and, you know, learning how much to put on the prices and all of that, you know, and his goal is to buy himself a mountain bike that's $2,500. So, you know, he's already getting those foundations in place. And I love that you said that when we follow our dreams, we teach our children and we give them access to what's possible. But not only that, when we're following our dreams, what's actually happening is we're living in a different frequency. We're actually living in a different energy, which gives everyone access to everything. Because when you're actually living the life that you love, you vibrate a different frequency and you actually are then opening everything up for you to receive and, you know, to change lives. And it teaches our children to access that frequency as well, where they're living a life that's aligned, because, hey, mum and dad are doing that. They're not like doing what they think that they have to do. Some mornings I'm like, holy shit. Like the alarm went off the other morning when I had to get up and go on retreat, like 5 a.m. And my husband's like, holy shit, we haven't woken up to an alarm for years. And we're like, oh my God. Like, but for all of our life, we did, like for 30 years, we woke up to an alarm. And sometimes it just hits me and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, imagine having to wake up to an alarm every morning and going and doing that job that you really don't want to be doing and looking at the clock and watching the clock and going, I can't wait for the day to be over so that I can get out of this job, and doing that 5 days a week and then having the weekend and then boom, before you know it, it's Monday again and you're doing that same thing again and you're just looking forward to the weekend. Like, you know, it shocks me sometimes because obviously I lived that life for like, you know, 22 years. That was my life. And it's like, oh, we don't do that anymore. And it's like, you know, it's such a different energy. It's such a different frequency. And like, it's amazing. And helping women, you know, transition from that, that's just so exciting.
It's beyond exciting. And I love witnessing and watching when, you know, women and men transform into that next level and they're ready to shine their light and allow themselves to have that dim little light that's been, you know, flickering to now really ignite from the inside and just be like, here I am. And, you know, I dare say that when you walk into a room, people know that you're there because they can feel, and like you were saying before, because they can feel your shining light, they can feel your energy because you're in a different vibration.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It doesn't matter what you look like, you know, it's your energy, it's your frequency, it's the vibe.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's phenomenal. I get told all the time, we know you're here. I can feel you. Yeah. But that's been something ever since I've been little, and I just didn't even understand it until obviously later in life when we start talking about energy and the frequencies and all of the things. And what I love about you is that you've worked so hard to leading up until right until this moment, and you're going through a transition now to be working less, earning more, and creating a bigger impact with the women that are coming into your world. So where are you, Adam? What's happening with you? And because I think that this is such a big, amazing conversation to happen, because sometimes we don't witness this in the online space in regards to it visually being presented that there is a transition. I'm going through a huge transition myself at the moment, but with you, what's happening for you inside your being and your mind and all of the things?
Oh my goodness, I love this question. And like, I'm in it right now. So like, you know, there's a part of me that's very much in this integration and transition place and space. And I realize that there's probably like a good 12 months to a couple of years as I'm transitioning through this, because it's been, well, you have to work really hard for money. So I left nursing 18 months ago and went straight full-time into my coaching business. And I'd been coaching for 8 years, mum working part-time as a nurse and coaching for 8 years on the side as well, you know, but had so much fear around letting go of nursing, 22 years of nursing, right? like comfort zone, and my husband was in the army for over a decade. So we were very safe in working for, you know, those entities that gave you a lot of safety. And you know, obviously what you're doing, you can go to work with your eyes closed and the paycheck's there and it's very comfortable, but there's a level of total discomfort with it as well, because when you're watching the clock and it's not what you really want to be doing, it's not soul aligned. It got to the point where I was so uncomfortable actually in working in a job. It was like, it was death of soul. And so there was a tipping point with me where actually the uncomfortableness of staying in the comfort zone became greater than actually the uncomfortableness of stepping fully into my passion project, into my soul aligned business. So when I actually, even though it was very scary, when I actually left nursing and stepped fully into my coaching business, although there was a lot of fear, there was relief, because it's like, I'm shifting. Like I can
breathe.
I'm taking that leap. And there was a lot of faith and there was a lot of trust. But so I worked really, really hard. So I left nursing and then stepped fully into my coaching business and got results straight away. So I had 50 clients within the first 3 months, made $100,000 in sales in less than 3 months by following that step and think that 6-step formula and think and grow rich. And I was like, woo, I am getting results, you know, and it was like, okay, I don't even have to question going back to nursing. Like, this is amazing. But then new level, next devil, then I had a whole lot of new problems, which was I'm so freaking busy, right? I'm like running like 6 one-on-one sessions a day and then going into 3 or 4 one-on-one sessions of an evening, 5 days a week, back to back. So I get to the end of my week and I'm like exhausted.
You created yourself a job.
Yep. Spent, like so incredibly tired, but so fulfilled though. So celebrating, like I don't care that I have this problem, like, because this is an amazing problem to have, right? Because the problem that I had 3 months ago was, can I actually support my family if I step away from nursing? Can I actually make over 120K per year in my coaching business? So, you know, there was a problem, but I was high vibe around the problem. I'm like, this is an amazing problem to have, you know, but still it was a problem. And I realized that what I was doing wasn't sustainable. So I had to start shifting already. And a big part of that process was creating group programs. But still, you know, I still have been working very, very hard, because the belief has been, well, if I'm not switched on in my business and I allow myself some time out, I'm actually, I'm losing sales basically. My clients are not engaged if I'm taking time out, and I'm going to lose them as well, and they won't get the results. And basically everything will turn to shit. If I'm not switched on, basically my belief has been, if I'm not switched on in my business 24/7, I don't have my eye on the prize 24/7, things are going to start to decline and everything's
going to... Such a big thing, and it's so normal.
Yep. It's going to... Clients are going to not want to work with me anymore because I'm not on, I'm not responding straight away, I'm not like focusing on them and the whole thing. Yeah, and it's all just going to dwindle away. So I've got to be on, switched on all the time, focusing, there for my clients all the time, 24/7, in order to maintain what I'm maintaining. So I've achieved obviously amazing success, you know, amazing success out of that. But, you know, what I've realized is actually, it's actually not true. Like it actually, that is actually not true. And so what I've actually realized, which I already knew, but I've really brought it in a lot closer over the last few months, I've been able to, you know, really, really see the truth of it and start to actually create new foundational beliefs around it. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. When I take time out and when I really allow myself to take time off, which means not thinking about my business, actually like taking the weekend off, putting the phone away and going, okay, business hat off. I'm fully immersed in my family. I've got other shit that I'm interested in and totally getting immersed in my other, you know, life experience events. When I do that, what I've noticed is that I actually make more money because I actually take time out. And so when you're hustle, 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 work, 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 of course, you're tired. You're energetically tired. Right? It still feels good and you're still doing what you love, but you're tired. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, like that was a lot of work. And some mornings I would wake up and I'd be like, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off today. Like I've got a huge day. Right? And so then you go into the weekend like exhausted. But when you actually take more time out, you re-energize yourself. And so your frequency stays higher. And so then you're actually just in the quantum able to actually manifest what you want much easier because you're actually coming from a higher level of frequency.
I love that so much. And there's no tightness.
Yeah, exactly. It's just expansion. Yeah. So, like, you know, I'm just starting to lean into this though. And this will be a work in progress. And there'll be times where I might go back a little bit into the old program, but that's okay because I'll be really conscious of it. I'll be like, okay, I'm doing the old Jess, but that's okay. You know, I've found that I'm leaning greater into where I really want to be. And a year ago, the coach that I was working with at the time, he's like, Jess, he's like, you got to change this. You realize that what you're doing right now is not sustainable. And I'm like, I know, I get that. And he's like, I want you to write out your dream week. And I want you to set it out. What hours would you love to be working? And what would your dream week be? And so I wrote it out on a huge piece of butcher paper and I stuck it on my wall. And I sat there for a year and I was like, F you, F you, F you. I don't think I can achieve it. That's bullshit. That's BS. That's BS. You have to work hard for money. You know, you've got to go all in. You know, it's a lot of work, blah, 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 blah. What I realized was I've actually achieved what I had on the butcher paper. I literally work now Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I have clients booked on those 3 days and I don't have any clients booked on a Monday and a Friday. Now, if I choose to work in my business on those days or in my business or on my business, I can. But if I choose not to, I don't have to. I actually have access to having a 4-day weekend every single week. Now, where I was just a year ago, that felt like that. It honestly felt like that was impossible, that I couldn't achieve it.
It's so crazy because I've had such a crazy couple of weeks and I went up on Monday. I did a few things because a few things needed to be, you know, tidied up. And that was done by maybe 11 o'clock, maybe earlier. And so I got up early, went to personal training, came home, had a shower, put myself back to bed. So I may have done half an hour worth of stuff. Like, let's be real. It wasn't a lot. And I said to Mum, do you want to go out for a pub lunch? She's like, yeah. Like, sweet. So we went out for lunch. I said, phones away, not looking at phones. I said, let's go home and get another bottle of wine and get a block of chocolate. I don't normally eat chocolate. In between us, we ate a block and a half of chocolate and another bottle of wine.
It's intuitive eating.
Yes. It really was. And I was just so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
And so you made money, like it's in vibrational escrow. Like it doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's coming right then, but it's in vibrational escrow.
Yeah. And it's just, but all of these things have unfolded, right? And so this week, like yesterday, I got upgraded in a hotel room. My best friend I haven't seen for forever lives 2.5 hours away from where I am, was around the corner. We ended up having dinner together last night. Like that's not even like, neither one of us knew that we're even here.
Oh, my God.
And she just rang me and said, oh, this is what's happening. I said, come and meet me for dinner. And so all of this stuff just is now, because I allowed myself, because it's something that I'm now working on myself, because I did it a long time ago. I used to have Wednesdays off and only work pretty much all day Tuesday, all day Thursday, and half a day Friday. Mm-hmm. And depending on how I felt on Monday, I did stuff if I felt like it.
Yep.
And everything happened, and then I decided that I needed to work more because that just, you know, that's like a mindset shift. And I was like, oh, I had to pull back. And so I love that, you know, it's the similar energy of like, you know, when you do allow yourself to fully switch off, but it's the belief. I know that every time I go away with my 4 girlfriends, my phone is completely off. Like we're off the grid. We don't have any reception. I know that someone is going to send me a large amount of money. It's going to be in the thousands of dollars. Every time without fail, when my phone comes on, can you send me an invoice for X amount of money? Well, yes, I can. That will happen.
Yeah.
But it's a belief that I've created. Yep. And I know every time I'm there, it's magical. There's a set of stairs, which I've been resisting to go to, but I actually know that it's something that when I do them, they're magical. There's like just, it's just all trees on either side of these stairs.
Oh, wow. And
every time I go there, I'm just like in this magical forest and it's just phenomenal. And, you know, it's about creating the things that you want to be bringing into your world. If you believe that right now in this very moment that no matter what, someone's going to reach out to you in the next 24 to 48 hours and say, I'm ready to work with you, and you completely release and let it go and just go, okay, that's done. Yep. Now on to the next thing.
Yes.
Then it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And, you know, I said on one of my other podcasts, which makes me giggle a little bit, is I rang my boyfriend at the time and I was like, I'm coming over, we're having sex, drinking wine, going for a swim. He's like, you need to manifest. I said, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And because that was my manifesting process when we were together. Like, I knew that that was like it, every time without fail, like tens of thousands of dollars would come into my experience.
Yeah.
And it was just easy. And it was just,
yeah.
But it was also a belief that I'd created. And it was just pure fun.
Yes.
Fun. Having fun. Having fun in your business. If you're not having fun in life and in business,
yep.
It's going to be, it's such a hard slog.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I love and totally resonate with exactly what you're saying. And yeah, absolutely love it. You know, for me, it's like getting away. Like I find that when I'm physically actually going away from where I live, because I really struggle with switching off from business because it's addictive. Like I love what I do. So, and I'm obsessed with what I do. And so I do find that switching off hard, especially I run all of my group sessions of an evening. So I don't finish work until 9:30 at night. I have a break for dinner. And then, you know, I'm downstairs here in my studio at 7 p.m. And so, you know, last night I was like, woo! Like we had one of the most amazing sessions in Quantum Lead Magnet. And I was on such a high when I went up to Hubs. And then I was like researching like Airbnbs for my first retreat on Maggie Island. And I was like on this massive high. And then I was like still working. And Hubs is like, you know, we got to get you, like, you're going to be awake till midnight. Like we got to get you, you know, and it's really, really hard sometimes for me just to switch off. But when I actually get away, get out of where I physically live, that just cuts that cord. Like I'm so disconnected from business and that's my manifestation. That's where I know that I get to actually make money from that place and space. So I said to my Hubs after this retreat, I'm like, I'm getting away regularly. And this weekend we're booking tickets for the last week in September, me and my 10-year-old Noah are going to fly to Brisbane. So it's a regular thing, you know, because that's what really works. And that's where, you know, I get to draw from, you know, so much from that. And also for retreats as well, you know, the more retreats I make, the more retreats that I host, the more money that I get to make from that, because it's going to be an amazing experience. But also I've decided that that's my belief. That's what I've created as well. So yeah.
It's all in belief. If you believe it's going to happen, it's going to happen. When you go for, you know, there was a point in time, like every time I go for a run, someone's going to reach out to me and make money. And it's about, and then when I've stopped making those beliefs and making those intentions, it doesn't happen because the belief is not there anymore.
Yes.
It's, you know, I'm not focusing on, I haven't set the intention. I haven't been focused on the things that I want to be bringing into my world. And
yep.
When you become a conscious creator,
yes,
and create things, even with this podcast, I reached out to someone. I said, hey, what do you think of this name? The universe is your sugar daddy. Well, I think it's, you know, and they had their own story around the name of it. And so I kind of put on the back burner for a little bit. And then I went to my sister. I said, what do you think of this? She goes, oh my fucking God, that is everything about you.
Yep.
Like that name is just you all over. She, give me your computer, get me your credit card. I'm signed. I'm getting the name. We're getting it on. Da, 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 da. Anyway, today I've woken up. I've got, you know, 100 downloads. I've got people reaching out to me every day, cousins, family, people that I don't even know saying, this is such an amazing thing. But if I hadn't listened to my intuition and hadn't followed what felt really good,
yep.
And this is fun for me. Like this is not, sure, if you want to reach out and want to work with me, like let's do it. But it's not about that for me. This is about having an awesome, epic conversation with somebody and finding golden nuggets to help people.
Yeah.
And it's pure fun. This is pure fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all just in flow, you know, and yeah, I love it. And that's exactly how I run my business as well. Everything we do is in flow. And that's what we teach. We teach our clients the energetics of business and how they need to find their alignment with what they're doing, because we teach organic lead generation strategy that works. But if it's not aligned to you, then it isn't actually going to work. So you've actually got to find the alignment within yourself and what it is that you're doing. And that's when it actually, when, you know, everything clicks in and then it works.
Yeah, it's not cookie cutter. And I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love witnessing all of your clients' wins and seeing them all showing up online. So how do people find out about coming into your world, coming into your mastermind, all of the things?
Yeah. So pretty much reaching out to me over Facebook. So I'm on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn, but I don't actually know how to use LinkedIn yet. So
same.
That is actually my to-do list is actually same. to learn LinkedIn over the next 6 months. So yeah. So just send me a request for a friendship and just reach out. Like, you know, I'm a connector. So I love to connect and people can jump on 15-minute complimentary calls with me and have conversations. And yeah, we can see if things are a fit and a match and take it from there. So yeah, just by reaching out and connecting, that's as simple as that. That's how easy it is.
I love it. Thank you so much for all your golden nuggets today and just riffing out and having an awesome time.
Oh, you are absolutely amazing. It's absolutely my pleasure. And yeah, I hope that, you know, just something that I said today will really, really be a catalyst for change in someone that's listening. So.
Me too. That was epic. Thanks, darling.
Amazing. Bye. Thank you so much. Bye, gorgeous.
I'm Alexis Jane, and you've been listening to The Universe Is Your Sugar Daddy. If you've enjoyed the show, please share the love by hitting subscribe, rating and reviewing the show in your favorite podcast app. Come and join me in my free community on Facebook, Project You, to get more high vibe goodness. And if you want more help manifesting the life you desire, you can connect with me. My details are in the show notes. Join me next time on The Universe Is Your Sugar Daddy. Bye.